Special Testimony to the Oakland and Battle Creek Churches. Danger of Falling. God has selected a people in these last days, whom He has made the depositaries of His law, and this people will ever have disagreeable tasks to perform. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. It will require much diligence and a continual struggle to keep evil out of our churches. There must be rigid, impartial discipline exercised, for some who have a semblance of religion will seek to undermine the faith of others, and will privily work to exalt themselves. The Lord Jesus, on the Mount of Olives, plainly stated that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. He speaks of a class who have fallen from a high state of spirituality. Let such utterances as these come home with solemn, searching power to our hearts. Where is the fervor, the devotion to God, that corresponds to the greatness of the truth which we claim to believe? The love of the world, the love of some darling sin, has weaned the heart from the love of prayer and of meditation on sacred things. A formal round of religious services is kept up, but where is the love of Jesus? Spirituality is dying. Is this torpor, this mournful deterioration, to be perpetuated? Is the lamp of truth to flicker and go out in darkness because it is not replenished by the oil of grace? There will be some terrible falls by those who think they stand firm because they have the truth, but they have it not as it is in Jesus. A moment's carelessness may plunge a soul into irretrievable ruin. One sin leads to the second, and the second prepares the way for the third, and so on. We must, as faithful messengers of God, plead with Him constantly to be kept by His power. If we swerve a single inch from duty, we are in danger of following on in a course of sin that will end in perdition. There is hope for every one of us, but only in one way, and that is by binding ourselves to Christ and exerting every energy to attain to the perfection of His character.